around 1974, they started doing product at Motown that perhaps wasn't the best. As a fan, I loved songs like The Boogeyman's Gonna Get You and Looking Through the Windows and A Sky Rider, but these songs weren't hits.
Joe mentioned to me several times that he felt like Motown was taking the group over, taking them away from his direction.
What happened was that Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson were writing and producing and doing a lot of things at Motown that the Jacksons had begun to want to do for themselves.
And to see how Motown treated the other artists and how the other artists was making it, it was kind of disillusioned.
The company was being run at that time by Ewart Abner. Berry Gordy was making movies with Diana Ross. And Abner felt pretty strongly that they should not be writing and producing their own music, that they should just accept the material that came their way and just do a good job with it in the studio.
Michael was very disillusioned. He wanted to not only write his own material, but produce it as well. He realized if he was to reach these goals, he would have to go somewhere else.